Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel opens up the doors for the gospel in Washington State for the Good News Clubs. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is involving Child Evangelism Fellowship. They have the Good News Clubs in Washington, in Clarkston. There was a policy that ultimately prohibited students and others from receiving information. So the policy prohibited any information or distribution of flyers. So while the club could meet on campus, no one could know about them. So obviously that is a moot point. Liberty Counsel got involved without any litigation, and the school, to its credit, after receiving our demand letter, reversed itself, Matt.
Well, once again, Liberty Counsel has stepped in on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship dozens and dozens of times when they have been attacked by secularists, usually activists, who come in and intimidate school districts and try to force them to shut down the Good News Clubs. Liberty Counsel steps in, and you have won in every single instance, Matt. And in this case, this is another victory. Thankfully, the school district here, the Clarkson School District, after they were educated on the facts, did the right thing. And in Child Evangelism Fellowship, since 1937, have exposed the gospel to nearly 20 million children with, what, before they're 12 years old, a success rate of 85% in terms of these young people coming to Christ.
And, you know, as a former teacher, I see how the children love these clubs, and they can't wait to be a part of these. And you think about, from an eternal aspect, you know, 85% of people come to Christ by the age of 12. So the very important issue here is that these children get the gospel. Child Evangelism Fellowship, they respect the parents. They do only respectful language in there so that the parents know what the children are being taught on these flyers. It's nothing offensive by any means. So it's just outrageous that a school district would try to prohibit these children.
Seems like every school district would want a Good News Club.
Absolutely.
On campus, because those clubs actually change the behavior of the students. And that is from principals, that's from teachers, that's from parents who have seen these children's behavior, their respect, their politeness, their countenance change as a result of going to the Good News Clubs. Why? Because they get introduced to and they give their lives to Jesus Christ, and He changes them and gives them a new life. You know, Jesse Irvin Overholtzer, who is the founder of Child Evangelism Fellowship, believed at the time that children were too young to understand the gospel. But he heard a message by a well-known evangelist that a child who heard the gospel could come to Christ at an early age. So he actually tried an experiment, and he went to children without, in that situation, their parents knowing about it, and he gave them the gospel, and he saw their behavior change. He didn't want any outside influences, and he realized that it was actually true. So it's out of that Child Evangelism Fellowship grew. And it was founded in 1937. Now it's in 192 countries. It'll soon be in every country in the world. And they have already 20 million children have come to the Lord and given their lives to Christ.
That's
around
awesome.
The world. Most of their ministry, I mean, their ministry is not only in these Good News Clubs, they're a worldwide ministry. It is the most high-powered, effective ministry to children on the planet.
And changing the hearts of young people for good. And yet they are targeted. It boggles the mind when you have groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, like People for the American Way, like the ACLU and other anti-Christian organizations trying to shut down the Good News Club because, oh, you know, we can't have them learning things like, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. We can't have them, you know, looking at the Ten Commandments and learning things like thou shalt not murder or thou shalt shalt not commit adultery. No, no, no. That gets in the way of their secularist indoctrination that they're trying to push through the schools. So, and on the one hand, they're pushing these, you know, gay straight alliance networks and trying to open up pro-homosexual clubs in the schools with the one hand, while with the other hand, trying to shut down Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs. Thankfully, Liberty Council is there to stand in the gap and defend the right of these young people to hear the good news of the gospel.
You know, these clubs, there's about 3,000 to 3,500 elementary schools in the country that have these clubs. And Liberty Council is very pleased and honored to be able to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship all over the country. As you said, Matt, we've never lost a case after finally going through the very end of the case. Every single case we've had, we've won. Most of them are resolved through, like what we saw in Clarkston, Washington. Litigation wasn't required. A letter was required. And so many of them are resolved in that respect. So sometimes you'll have a school that will not allow a club. Other times they allow a club, but they don't allow an announcement. So it's no point in having the club because nobody knows about it being there. These children can only come to these clubs with their parents' knowledge and with their parents' consent. And
what is the law, Matt?
Well, the law is very clear that when a school allows an organization or other people to use the facility after school, it cannot discriminate against another group like CEF because of the religious content. In fact, there's a case at the U.S. Supreme Court that is directly on point. It's involving the Good News Club. It's out of New York, where the school allowed use of the facilities after school by the Boy Scouts and others, but said no to the Good News Club because you're Christian, because you actually have a worship service. It looks kind of like a church. And they didn't want a religious component. And the Supreme Court of the United States said no. That would be violating First Amendment because you're discriminated on the viewpoint that Good News Clubs are teaching character and moral development from a Christian religious perspective, like the Scouts are teaching good character and moral development from a non-Christian, non-religious perspective. You cannot just simply say no to the organization that has the religious perspective. So the law is very clear. If you want to be involved in a Good News Club or a church wants to be a sponsor of a Good News Club, you can be a sponsor of that club through prayer and also through volunteerism. Good News Clubs and CEF have a turnkey operation. They have the facilities, they have the resources, they have the program. You just need to plug in to Child Evangelism Fellowship.
You know, I don't understand the deal, though. They're doing this after school. It's not even during school time. So why is it such an issue?
Well, it's an issue for those that don't want the gospel.
And I mean, if you had a homosexual-friendly club, would they discriminate against it?
Well, I think what you have here is a real spiritual issue that's taking place, just like you have around abortion clinics, where, for example, people that are so adamant in favor of abortion, they don't even want information to be given to the women that are seeking the abortion. Here, people that are secularist, atheist, those that sometimes are neither, but they're misinformed, believe that if it's Christian, it has to be prohibited, or if it's Christian, they want to prohibit it because they don't want the message going out.
That's tragic.
Now, Holly, you were a high school teacher. You saw the benefit of these Good News Clubs.
Absolutely. I mean, they had not only a Good News Club, they also had a lunchtime club where the kids would just, they couldn't wait, you know, once a week to get to that club because they knew that was a place of safety. They knew that there were going to be love there. They got positive things there. They also had just started a gay-friendly club. And, you know, the difference you could see between the kids that participated in one and that participated in the other because of the atmosphere and the support and the love and obviously the gospel that they got. And then they also had a Good News Club that met after school. And the volunteers would come in and share the gospel with these kids. So a huge difference, as you mentioned earlier, Matt, in the behavior of these kids and, of course, the eternal destiny of them.
Well, the amazing thing is that if you surveyed adults that have given their life to Jesus Christ, 85% will have made that decision before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. So between the ages of 5 and 12, 5 and 13, that's a very critical age.
It's critical.
And George Barnard has released a book called Transforming Children into Champions, and it has proven by statistics what CEF has shown through experience, and that is that same number. Also, of those who choose to be full-time missionaries on foreign fields, foreign countries. 70% of those have made that decision before the conclusion of their 12th and 13th birthday. So it is very, very important to focus on a ministry for these young people. CEF certainly does it. I hope your church is focused on reaching these young people for Christ, not just entertaining them or babysitting them, but giving them the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's such a critical age. For more information, visit lc.org. lc.org. If you want to plug into Child Evangelism Fellowship, send us an email or call us today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.